Previously on Algoa FM.
It's time for Mythbusters, and tonight we peel back the curtain on something that affects us all as South Africans: healthcare, right? Whether it's the belief that private hospitals are only for the elite or that public clinics are the only option for affordable care, we all have very strong opinions, maybe even fears, and maybe even misinformation when it comes to the medical system. You know, what's fact? And also, what are the long-standing myths that we've believed for years and years and years? So joining me today is someone who's not just in the room, but I truly believe that he built the room, right? He's the founder of Phelang Bonolo Healthcare, 100% black-owned private healthcare group in SA that is shaping how we think about access, about dignity, and even about quality of care. So tonight he's going to help us bust these myths on Mythbusters, all about the healthcare system. Welcome to Algoa FM, Dr. Jackie Rambedi.
Hello, good evening. Good evening. Thank you very much. Good evening to your listeners.
We're so excited to have you, Dr. Jackie, because you are the founder of Phelang Bonolo Healthcare. Why did you decide to create a private healthcare group here in South Africa?
I'll cut a long story short. You know, when you get into private practice and you've got an ambition of providing what you learned all the years and you know, the dignity that you want to bring back to the communities, and you look at the demand and you look at, you know, these people that are worth being given the dignity back and being given the service, I thought, how about bringing the services to the people, and that's really what gave birth to Phelang Bonolo Healthcare Group.
So if I'm hearing you correctly, you're saying that you wanted to bring private healthcare to places that don't necessarily have access to them. That is a pretty powerful thing, Dr. Jackie, that, you know, private healthcare shouldn't be strictly for the elite. Because one of the myths that we have is that public hospitals, they are the only options when it comes to affordable healthcare. Do you think that this saying is true?
Look, it's a relative thing, because you understand the problem is when you look at it from outside, because as a public healthcare or a public service, you're not paying. It's the government that is paying for whatever that you're using. If you were to sit down and count, you know, every single thing in the procedure, in the public and private, you know, comparing oranges to oranges, you might find that the actual procedure that you underwent in public was far more expensive than when you went to private.
Yes.
And the other important thing, I think, because of that perception, there's no opportunity of discussion. I mean, if you sit down with a patient that needs a particular intervention and you explain how important it is for his or her health and her quality of life, can they easily compromise a bottle of whiskey and then pay for the service, that, or can easily compromise spending the whole weekend partying and everything else and pay for it? So the difference really, I think, is because in public, is because people aren't paying. They don't actually appreciate the service and the cost that comes with that service. Whereas when you go to private, obviously, you're going to have to pay for the things that you use and the service that you receive.
Yes, yes. I was just going to mention now, with private hospitals, it's more like there's a profit that needs to be made. So another myth that comes up is that private hospitals don't necessarily care about communities. They only care about the profits. Do you think that this saying is true?
No. I don't. As far as I'm concerned, I don't think so. I mean, I'm in the industry.
Yes.
And my patients are patients, and my community is my community. I love them. I do the best that I can. But the private setup is because when you bought a box of needles and you're going to use them, you're going to have to pay for it. And unfortunately, whoever that borrows you the money wants the money back. So there's certain commitments that you need to meet. It's not necessarily because it's driven by profit. It's like anything else. I mean, you can't walk into Pick and Pay and pick up bread and milk and all that and say, listen, I don't have the money. Mm. You understand? That's not the incentive. That's not what is driving us. What is driving us to bring the services to the people.
Dr. Jackie, I do want to know, what is next for PBH? Are you planning on maybe doing a new establishment in a new township? What's next?
Yeah, look, we've got a very ambitious dream. You know, obviously, one looks at the areas that have been poorly serviced or who traditionally have not been having services, but also there's other areas like our recent launch that we did at the Hartbeespoort area, or commonly known Hartbeespoort Den. I mean, we just launched a new hospital that we're doing there, and we do have a national footprint dream. So,
wow.
And we look at the opportunities, we look at with the type of opportunity that exists there in different disciplines and in different, you know. I mean, we still want to put centers of excellence where they lack.
Wow.
You know? Yes.
Wow. We are very excited for the work that you're doing, Dr. Jackie Rambedi. Thank you so much for joining us on Algo FM.
Thank you.
Your digital library experience. Podcasts from algoafm.co.za.